WorldWHEY.com.
America, if you learned that your child was around a man who now is being held on $23 million bail, and why? Who cares about the bail? Because he is accused of blindfolding students, putting tape on their mouths and taking pictures of them with live cockroaches, or worse, a spoonful of you don't want to know what in front of their faces. These photographs were brought to the attention of the cops last January because of film that was being processed. What a dope. But thank goodness. And this is in an area of L.A. It was Mark Burnett was the teacher, and he had all these kids who went through his classroom, Miramont Elementary School in South Los Angeles. He was a third grade teacher forever, 61 years old. He was in court on Wednesday. If I was a parent, I couldn't even be in that courtroom. If it wasn't for the person who processed the film, that nonsense would probably still be going on today. And there's more children coming forward and forward because he had such a long tenure at the school. So, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire. He didn't just do it to a few kids. There's more kids that have contacted the sheriff's investigators since the initial charges came out. It was a big story, of course, in L.A. and now across the country. 30-year record in this school district. Never a single complaint. Never a single complaint. And then they discover these photos. How long did this go on? And you think of the 7-year-olds, the 8-year-olds, the people that came in contact with this sick man. The images just, you can't even describe them. I'm just going to tell you one thing. If you've ever seen a Madagascar cockroach, I briefly brushed on it there, and you see how big they are. He had photos of kids with them all over their faces. I mean, what kind of a sick guy was this? And so they've got the DNA. They're matching it all up. They're going to nail this guy to the wall. You know it. I mean, there's like 400 photos that they found already. And like I said, imagine that's you. What do you think should happen to this guy? What's the fair sentence for this man? Because you know what? I don't care. The damage is done. How much therapy can someone go through to turn around what they've seen? I mean, just sickening. Just sickening. What a way to start this show, this Hour of America tonight. You know how we roll here. We zig and zag all over the place. We give you the real juice, the real buzz in the backyard. And I think many of you as parents can relate to that story and can only imagine the rage that the people must be feeling. Speaking of rage, Newt Gingrich has plenty of it for Mitt Romney. And kind of for the state of Florida as well. He thinks that you should divide delegates up proportionally. Here's Newt upon leaving the Sunshine State.
Considering that we were outspent 5-1, I was actually very, very delighted with the results. We carried a majority of the counties in Florida.
But it's winner take all. He doesn't like that. He thinks you should divide them up. You know, it is cockamamie, some of the things that happen along the way in these primaries. I mean, that's why overall, and this is for another show, it would take me forever to go through it, I'm for the popular vote. Imagine the real popular vote. And we don't have to live in a banana republic anymore. We can actually somehow try to get better at a uniform standard of running our election polling places. I mean, come on, give me a break. All right, let's go to Frank in Illinois. Hey, Frank. Hey, Frank. Oh, Rick. Hello? In Illinois. I'm sorry. Hey, Rick.
I changed my name?
Frank, Rick, it's all the same. They used to call me Jane. When I was in school, they called me Jane. So, you know, we were going in your direction, right?
Oh.
What's up?
Yeah. This Romney new thing. Where they go? Where they going next? what
Nevada. They're in Nevada. They're in Las Vegas. Yes.
Yeah, but Romney, he acts like he won the election already, bragging and everything. But I think Newt's going to jump up and get him again.
He got glitter bombed. He got glitter bombed by the gay coalition. So he said that was, you know, that was for winning. So I don't know. You know what, Rick? Honestly, I think Mitt Romney takes this, whether people like it or not. The anybody but Mitt Romney crowd, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just strictly, it's like when somebody asks me, hey, handicap a football game and pick a side that they don't like the side I pick. If I'm just strictly looking at numbers, I do. I think Mitt Romney's the guy who emerges, unless there's a brokered convention and then something changes in Tampa in the summer, which maybe that happens.
Yeah, I heard that they might just not give it to neither one of those two. Somebody else.
Yeah, go to somebody else just to completely surprise them. Go with Jeb Bush or somebody else they convince. Because even though Jeb Bush publicly says that he doesn't want this, I've heard that through pretty good sources that he would take it in a second.
Yeah. I was going to say, I think that's what's going to happen. Because I think Newt's going to, you know, might win some more states from him than it'll be free for all the convention and the people don't want Romney. And the big boys, the Republicans, they want Romney to run, so it just might end up with somebody we never heard of before that gets the, and then they'll already have a mess on their hands. So I think it's going to be funnier as they go along, where they keep sniping at each other. Big circus anymore.
Yeah, you know, the sniping back and forth, I mean, although this is part of politics, how much does it hurt the Republicans in general when it's, you know, you've got people going back and forth every day and the headlines are about Newt and Romney says this, and they're clubbing each other over the head. I don't know. To me, it just doesn't seem that it's paying off.
And I see Dave with Axelrod right now writing all this down, what to use.
Oh, absolutely.
He's writing all this down, laughing behind the scenes. He's ready to go.
And you know what? You're absolutely right about that. Rick, we're going to let you slide. We're almost up against it. Keep both hands on the wheel, brother. Rick, you know, here's the thing. You're right. David Axelrod and Robert Gibbs are the masters at getting people elected, namely Obama, because they ran his campaign the first time around. And they left the White House so they could work on the campaign for 2 years. So they've been working on the campaign. Now, this is the second year. This is the payoff year. And naturally, when Gingrich and Romney take shots at each other, it's easy. You know, it's easy to archive that stuff. And they got it all archived. So when you start to put together this massive amounts of money they have for the re-election campaign, you start to see the TV spots, they can use some of that. They'll wait because you don't have the one nominee just yet. But once that happens, then you pull out the arsenal, of course. Not that the Democrats haven't done this. They do the very same thing. Don't forget about Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama down the stretch in 2008, what went on there, and there was lots of sniping going on the stage and off the stage, although I have to say, I still don't think it's the same amount that we're seeing with the Republicans, and particularly Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney. Hey, you want to sound off on anything, feel free to do so, including Afghanistan 2013. It is done, but the Taliban says they got arms and they're ready to roll. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
While Newt is on a mission to plant his flag in the rest of these caucuses and get some of the delegates ultimately, get back to some of the primaries and grab up some more, and while he's on a mission to do that and keep punching back at Mitt Romney, Ron Paul and Rick Santorum are still hanging in. That's happening. There's been a change in strategy that has nothing to do with politics, or maybe it does, in the mission in Afghanistan. So the Afghan security forces, can they really maintain stability in some of these areas that we've talked about before where our trucks have been blocked, even coming in with supplies, you know, that Pakistan border? And here's the thing. It doesn't matter because Leon Panetta is bailing out, has to bail out, really. We don't have the funds with all the cuts that had to be made in the defense budget. And even though there's supposedly going to be this commitment to still help Afghanistan, good luck to the civilians from the State Department that are there. It's not going to be the people that are going into these villages. And this comes out the same time that a report leaks out naturally from interrogations, thousands of interrogations of hundreds and hundreds of Taliban leaders that basically were laughing when they were interrogated and saying, oh, don't worry, the Pakistani spy agency has promised and has given us weapons and financial means. And so the second the Americans leave and the rest of the forces, the NATO forces leave, we plan to do what we were doing before. We'll open up the camps and we'll start back on our jihadist methods, if you will. So it's sad to hear that, see that, not that we didn't know it, because why? All the blood, sweat, and tears from all of the American families. What was it for? You know, you gotta ask yourself that. So maybe Ron Paul wasn't so kooky when he said we should just get out of the Middle East. Although, Iran for my money, I would rather I would rather be close and tight into the situation on Iran. Stu in Kentucky. Oh, my goodness. Be still my heart. Stu, how are you?
Good. How are you? It's been a while.
It has. I'm so glad you called us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you taking my call. Real quick, I just want to say on the school teacher that for waterboarding would come in great for that creep. God knows. And as far as your comment about the popular vote, if that would have happened, we'd have had Al the Whore in 2000.
I knew you. I set that up for you. I knew you were going to knock that down.
Yeah, we'd have had Al the Whore in 2000. And I agree with you. Newt and them, man, they're beating each other down. But they still got plenty on Obama. I mean, they've got his track record when he was Illinois Senate. That was a joke. They've got his track record from now. He hasn't done a whole lot.
Well,
I mean,
here's
Obama
the one.
Hasn't been impressive at all. I mean, we're paying 82% more, higher price now than what we were in 2008 on fuel when he took over.
Right.
Which, you know, and I said before, you guys, yeah, I feel it too. All of us consumers feel it. I mean, you know, I've got a load of steel on now coming out of Chicago, going back to Kentucky, and it's like 54 cents a mile just for fuel. Is what the customer's paying, which is going to be passed on to the consumer.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's, you know, and he's shutting down pipelines and everything else. So, I don't know. I just want to see somebody beat Obama. That's all I care about.
Anybody but Obama. That's the rallying cry for you, Stu, huh? But you got to remember, he has a couple of things on his side, including getting Osama bin Laden. That chestnut is going to be trotted out, and that's going to be one of the big things that's talked about once the campaign is narrowed down to one Republican.
Well, that's true, but at the same time, you've got to understand, and it was fact, that Osama bin Laden, a lot of the intelligence started coming in about 06.
Yeah.
And waterboarding was part of getting Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, that's right.
So, I mean, you know, and I give him credit for it. I said before, man, when President Obama got Osama bin Laden, he really, I give him a lot of respect. The first person they said he called was George W. Bush, and I think that was very admirable in all honesty.
I do. I agree with you. But I think it's going to be interesting if we have a brokered convention. We'll see as these caucuses and primaries go on. And, Stu, it was good to hear from you, man. Don't be a stranger. Call us again.
One last question, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to this whole, you know, he didn't like all of Bush's policies and blah, blah, blah. He's kept the Patriot Act and every policy that's kept us safe for 10 years. That's all, I mean, and that just cracks me up. He didn't like Gitmo. He's never shut Gitmo down. So, I mean, he's done some good things. I can't complain too much. But.
Hey, listen, I was in Washington 2 weeks ago, and a Republican strategist said to me, hey, he's Bush light.
Exactly. Thanks, Kate. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks, Stu.
Bye-bye.
Stu says, anyone but Obama, he's just watching from the sidelines, but says you got to give him a few things, right? So let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Well, fine. I wanted to comment on, well, first of all, how many electoral votes does New Hampshire have?
Do you have
any idea?
Yes. They've got a handful. I want to say two or three.
Well,
More than that. Maybe 10. I think it's 10.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't want to hurt the New Hampshireites' feeling, but you see what I mean by the Eastern establishment? New Hampshire really doesn't play that big a role in terms of the election.
Yeah.
They've got a primary. It's an East Coast establishment primary, and that's what we're dealing with right now. I was hopeful that we could have a primary season where we really discussed the issues and the failures of the Obama administration. And then we got into this attack. Once Newt Gingrich got a lead in Iowa, then we started all the personal attacks, and it's continued. And all they've done is tear themselves down and open up things to question for President Obama during the election season.
Oh, of course. Of course. That's where the damage is done. By the way, I want to correct myself. I just got a tweet from my buddy. New Hampshire's got 4, but to your point of establishment in the East, New Jersey has 15. Of course, you know the bigger places. New York has 31, talking about electoral votes. Maine's got 4, just like New Hampshire. And Illinois, just so you know, has 21.
Well, my point, though, is what's the big deal with the New Hampshire primary? If we had a big primary at early part of the season in New York or New Jersey or someplace like that, it might be meaningful.
Right. A bigger place like Ohio.
Yeah,
Ohio's got 20. Ohio's a swing. Texas is 34. Texas doesn't even really play that much into it. So why the big deal? Well, because in New Hampshire, they have always held that primary, and they, by golly, they're going to fight and make sure that they're always the first primary. And so a big deal is made because it's the first one, and people gauge it, and you go back and you look at history, and you know that whole thing about records are made to be broken. Well, how many people win the New Hampshire primary and go on to win, like South Carolina? That's why.
Well, I think we're kidding ourselves. 4 electoral votes.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah.
I mean, but anyway, we've come to a point where now, really, Kate, President Obama cannot win on the issues. He really can't.
Yeah.
He's got an attorney general that is just the absolute worst one in history. South Carolinians want to have an ID to vote in election to stop fraud. He stopped that. He's got a civil rights division that will refuse to do any cases where there's a discrimination by black upon a white.
Yeah.
They won't even let him testify.
Yeah, I know.
What are we going to do with this guy? I mean, he's...
Well, to the bigger point, I agree with you. Listen, I've done several shows. One of the first shows I did 2 years ago, I said if I was Obama and I was handing out pink slips, he's a liability, I would dump him. But of course they're not dumping him, they're protecting him, and he gets away with murder. Look at this Fast and Furious stuff. You can't tell me there was no kind of a cover up there. How could there be 80,000 documents and the guy running the Justice Department had no idea what was happening? That's Phooey. I don't believe that. That's hogwash.
Oh,
he had to know.
We got to get another Sandy Berger involved in here somewhere. Stuff some more crap down his pants. Thanks, Kate.
That's right. Thanks. Great call, Dale. Somebody's got to steal some documents. For goodness sake, that's the only way. It's the only way. Hey, speaking of guns, we're going to talk about self-defense for a second here with a guy who has trained SWAT teams and movie stars. Hang with us.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven 3-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini Course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part Urban Survival Mini Course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We talked about this story a lot on America Tonight. Brave Sarah McKinley, she's a cool customer, the teenage mother who shot and killed the man. Actually, there was two men, but the guy with the knife that tried to come into her Oklahoma house, remember, on New Year's Eve. And, you know, she knew exactly what to do. She had a gun, and she knew how to use it. I say it all the time on America Tonight. As long as you're comfortable, it's about having that gun, being responsible, and knowing how to use it. So I thought it'd be fun to have a veteran firearms instructor and actually a stunt coordinator. This guy has an awesome resume, Steve Wolf. He teaches classes in this. He's taught movie stars. He's also taught SWAT team folks. He's taught a lot of women, a lot of different people on gun usage, on how to be comfortable and how to avoid being targeted. So that gun safety, boy, I've been dying to do this segment, and I'm so thrilled to welcome him to the show. Steve, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you, Kate. Let's have some fun.
So isn't that the one thing, am I right about that? If you get a gun, you have a gun, you have to know how to use it. My biggest fear is people think, this is how I'm going to protect myself, and then they have no clue how to use it, and then you're just giving the criminal a chance to use the gun on you, right?
Yeah, that's right, Kate. And you don't have to learn how to use it, but if you don't, it won't do you any good.
Yeah.
It's a choice. It's really just like people who want to be a rock star and they go out and buy a guitar. Well, they're no closer to being a rock star. They're just a guitar owner. And the same thing with a firearm. You know, you can purchase the equipment that doesn't confer any proficiency on you. The proficiency comes from quality training and regular, frequent, and relevant practice.
Yeah. What do you think it is that criminals will just look at certain people or pick certain people and see them as a victim. Is there something you can do to kind of ward that off?
Yeah, there is, very much so. Criminals are, more than anything else, looking for someone who's not paying attention to their surroundings. If you want to attack someone and get their stuff, you know, you really want the advantage of surprise. And if someone's paying attention and looking around, it's hard to surprise them. And so since there's tons of potential victims out there, criminals would prefer to avoid the ones where a confrontation is more likely and go after someone that they can catch unaware and surprise them. So
yeah.
If you when you come out of a store, you know, you look left, look right, see who's there, see who doesn't belong there. Make eye contact. And if they see that you've seen them, then they know that they can't surprise you, and they'll just, you know, wait a half a minute and they'll be a better victim.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be you.
I agree. I agree with you. That's so key. Big city, small town, doesn't matter, you know, what it is. I brought up the case of Sarah McKinley, and you know her story, how I described her as just, she was just cool as a cucumber. She was very comfortable, knew what she was going to do, acted, and that was it. That was the end of the story. So how does somebody who's a novice, who's never even really handled a gun, get to the point where they're comfortable like Sarah is? What are the things that you tell people to do when they decide, first of all, that they're going to buy a gun? Let's say it's a female. What do you recommend they get?
Well, I recommend that they get training before they purchase a firearm. Because if you walk into a gun store, you're very much like the street crime victim, only now you're going to be the victim of the gun store retailer, who's going to see that you don't know what you are looking for and that you don't know what you need, and they're likely to just sell you the gun that has the best profit margin on it. And profit margin is not one of the criteria by which we select the defensive sidearm. We go more with reliability and ease of use and power than by profit. So I would recommend first getting some training or doing some research and then make the purchase. Caliber has a lot to do with it. Ease of use has a lot to do with it. You have to remember that when someone's trying to kill you, many people find that to be a stressful event. So you're operating under the influence of 220 volts of adrenaline.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have the same fine motor skills that you have, you know, when you're sitting quietly doing crochet. So you need some large, easy-to-use controls on a pistol. This is why little guns that are really just designed to not protrude out of your pocket aren't really a great choice. When it comes to concealment, the size of the gun really doesn't make that much difference. It's going to be covered. So whether it's a 3-inch gun or a 5-inch gun, doesn't make a big difference in concealment, but it makes a huge difference when it comes to ease of use and its effectiveness.
And so...
You know, and another myth I've heard perpetrated in gun stores is that we're going to sell the husband a .45, and then we're going to give a little .380 for the little lady here, as if physiologically a .380 fired by a woman is going to have the same effect of stopping bad guys that a .45 has fired by a man.
Right.
To shut bad guys down, you know, you have to open up the plumbing and you have to cut the electrical. So you've got to, you know, open up the vascular and you've got to do nerve damage. It's injury that actually stops people from attacking you, not the sight of your gun or the noise or even the annoyance of small holes. Big, deep holes are what stop people fast. And across the board, the .45 caliber is the most effective, and it's not a difficult or uncomfortable firearm to operate. In our classes, everyone starts on a .45, you know, until proven otherwise. And this has been from, you know, 21-year-old girls in college through 78-year-old grandmas. No one's had a problem with this. It's a more powerful round, but how the power is delivered to your hand is what affects the comfort level. So
yeah.
Most people would rather be shoved than be smacked. Even though a shove is more powerful, it's coming at you slowly and it's over a large area and it doesn't hurt. And that's essentially what happens with a .45. It's a big, slow-moving bullet, and it doesn't make a painful recoil on your end, but it makes a big, deep hole on the other side, and that's what gets the job done.
So when you're teaching someone and they're in these classes, Do they, is it just, is it static target shooting, or what do you take them through once, you know, they all have the 45, start on the 45, all that kind of stuff. What do they go through drill-wise?
Well, they're going to start with a 12-step process for getting bullets where they're supposed to go and mm-hmm. avoiding getting them where they're not supposed to go. Mm. Just like any other physical activity, you know, be it tennis or golf, it starts with proper footwork. So we learn proper foot placement. We teach the modified Weaver stance. You know, I'll work with people and, you know, point this toe here, point this foot here, set your hips thusly to get them optimally set up for being able to handle a pistol, you know, quickly and efficiently. And then once you've been shown how to do that, then you practice over and over again so that those positions become instinctive for you. So that's a big part of it, is being taught how to do it properly the first time. If you go out there with your boyfriend or your husband or the neighborhood cop, you know, you're not likely to be shown good form. But every time you do it, you're going to get more and more consistent at doing it wrong. So it's very important to learn to do it right from the beginning and develop good habits.
Yeah. So when somebody attends your classes, are they, is it, you know, how many classes do they go through?
Well, ideally, they would go through four or five classes. The first class is the concealed handgun licensing class, where we cover the legal aspects of when it's appropriate to use deadly force. We spend a great deal of time on avoidance, awareness, and alertness skills, teaching you what the bad guys are looking for and what you need to be looking for. We'll cover safe firearm storage. You know, many of us have kids, and we want to make sure that kids don't get a hold of our guns and use them improperly. And firearm usage itself, as well as, of course, gun safety. It's possible to handle firearms your whole life and never have a firearms accident. And in fact, that's much more common. And we try to remove the stupidity factor, because most of the time when the wrong person is injured with a firearm, you know, it's either intentional misuse in a criminal context or someone, you know, was ignorant or careless. And, you know, ignorance is people who don't know gun safety rules, and careless is people who know them but don't observe them. And, you know, we don't tolerate either. So.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Really account. They're, you're not accountable for knowing until you've sought out the knowledge. Once you've sought out the knowledge, then you're expected to use it.
Yeah.
But the real, you know, benefit of a firearm is that it allows someone, regardless of their size, weight, strength, or physical ability, to be an equal or greater than equal adversary when someone tries to take their life. It really levels the playing field. It doesn't matter if there's three of them and one of you, or, you know, he's a 270-pound man who just got out of jail and you're a 70-pound woman in a wheelchair. A pistol levels the playing field. And that's intuitive for people who own a firearm. That's the primary reason.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you.
We want to hurt you.
Yeah, I agree with you. Hey, on the other side of the scale, when I introduced you, I said that, you know, that you work with SWAT team members, all kinds of people, and including some movie stars. Did you get to work with anyone really cool that was fun and got pretty comfortable with the pistol?
Yeah, I think one of my favorite movie folks to work with was Tom Cruise. We did a movie called The Firm together back in the early 90s. And I was really impressed with what a hardworking and highly focused person he is. Whatever he steps out to work on, he's completely focused on it and accepts nothing less than perfect performance from himself, which doesn't come from, you know, talent per se. It comes from repetition and practice. And whether he was doing scene work, pistol work, or anything else, he'd say, show me how to do it right, and then stay on top of me until I'm doing it perfectly, until I can't do it wrong. And I think you'll see that, you know, throughout his work.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. Wow, that's pretty cool. Steve Wolf, the book is called Going Armed, and he gave you some great useful tips. Don't be a victim. Steve, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
United States been discovered in the Bible.
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order, world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time,
from Anti Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
One that I'm going to lay on you in case you haven't heard it. Boy, oh boy, you're dirty sweet and you're my girl. That could apply to people on welfare, apparently, that have been going to the strip clubs and no, they're using their debit cards. Yeah. So there's this new thing. When you do your taxes and you get money back, you get a debit card. Isn't that convenient for Visa and the like? And if you're on welfare, you get a card, and you take that card and you spend that card on food and, I guess, entertainment. You spend it on, hopefully, food and things you need for your family. So the House had to pass legislation, they said, Wednesday that would prevent welfare recipients from spending dough on adult entertainment, alcohol, or gambling. The sponsor of the bill is a Republican from Louisiana, and his name is Congressman Charles Boutsney, who said that the measure had to happen because people were using these funds for everything but government cheese and food and things that were necessities. And remember, the Welfare Integrity Now for Children and Families Act of last year was part of a package of a whole bunch of measures that Republicans want to include in an upcoming agreement to, ready for this, extend the payroll tax cut over the next year. So Democrats supported the measure, but they criticized the Republicans for not focusing on job creation or other national programs. So what was the vote? I wanted to know who the 26 were. I guess I gotta look that up. The vote was 395 to 26. Yeah. I mean, come on. Oh, that's ridiculous. What am I gonna do with that card, that Visa card? Let's see. Well, there's the Pussycat Club down the road, the Lodge. I got a funny story about strip clubs in a second that I'm gonna tell you. But that doesn't lend itself to good conversation for people who really, let's say, need the money. Then you hear something like that, and that just makes others say, oh, and I'm killing myself. And are you kidding me? That's what's going on with this money? And we know it's a few bad apples, but still, that's not good. That's not good when that gets out. So it's good that I think that they actually attach that and pass the law for that so that that won't happen, because other people are, you know, basically they're jamming the program. And, you know, unfortunately, that's the thing. I mean, that's the sad truth of it all, right? And that doesn't bode well for people who are really pushing increases in welfare and other people who are just struggling but wouldn't dare go on welfare. They have too much pride, and they just bootstrap and do anything they can. And that makes everybody else just shake their head and say, see, this is what I'm talking about. This is an abuse. This program is abused. That's what's going on there. Yeah. Okay, other things, odds and ends. It's always fun to tie up those loose ends at the tail end of the program for all of you listening to us across this great nation. You might have heard this. You might not have heard this. You know, we talked about what's happening in Italy. The boat that sunk, well, is half in and half out of the water. The cruise ship, and how many Americans were on board? A ton of Americans. They're having funeral services for that Minnesota couple. How awful. In their late 50s and early 60s, they go on a trip to Italy, decide they're going to get on a cruise ship, and the Costa Concordia, the captain of that, decides he wants to flirt with a pretty blonde hostess, go have dinner while the thing is on its side, half sinking, and he had other plans. Let's wave to the people on the shore. And the rest is history, and that boat's going to be sticking out of the water for the next 10 months, and they're still going to be finding people. Just a sad, awful thing. And it made me ask the question, listen, all of you out there, Izzy in Missouri, Mark in New York, any of you, would you take a cruise right now, or would you say, forget about it, I'm going to spend $1,000, work overtime, try to take that cruise? I don't like what we're hearing with cruises. Then you have this thing with the ferry. You know, a lot of people take ferry rides, whether it's in to get back and forth to shore. I know when I was a kid, we'd go on the Cape May, the one in Cape May. We'd ride back and forth on that one. In Galveston, I've been on a few. There's a lot of places where people will jump on a ferry. And, of course, in New York, so many folks will do that, getting from one place to another, Staten Island, New Jersey into Manhattan, whatever it is. Then you hear this story, and granted, it's in New Guinea, but they saved 28 people so far from the water as a ferry there sank. It was just traveling, doing that thing that lots of us have been on in the United States between two different places, two of these coastal towns. They set off a distress signal, and the boat went down. I mean, the Australian Prime Minister says there was 350 people that were on this boat, and they can't even confirm numbers really yet. They're still trying to look for that manifest, but there were people there, and there were other ships around that tried to get close as fast as they could. I mean, this is a huge tragedy that this thing would sink, and they're trying to figure out what was it that brought it down. I mean, you know, every hour something is changing as to what possibly happened here. The ship operators are called star ships. They're not really making too many comments about what the possibilities are. But let's please hope somebody wasn't trying to get close to shore like this other idiot in Italy, and they were going to wave to someone on the shore, and they were taking the ferry across, and they didn't look at the path that they were going on. That's scary stuff. You know, I took that for granted. I can't tell you how many times I jumped on one in New York, or like I said, in New Jersey. That was just a normal procedure for me, and it's one of those everyday things where I wouldn't have even thought about it. I saw the life preservers, and we take off, boom, 10 minutes, you're wherever. I'm not thinking something's going to happen there. Of course, in New York, they did have it, have the accident that happened when the one captain slammed into the dock and there were people that were hurt in that one. So I guess, you know, upon further review, when you get onto any kind of a vessel, whether it's something where it's just taxing you across from one strip of land to another, or it's a pleasure cruise and you're out there, it's what I'd say. We got to start being more aware. You can't just depend that people are going to help you. That's going to be okay. It's, you know, it's all right. When you hear about evacuations and where are the life preservers and look for the exits, I guess, you know, we got to really pay attention to this stuff, because look at the crazy things that are happening. And, you know, someone could hear me say this and say, oh, that's ridiculous, because you can get hit by a car. You could get broadsided any day. This can happen. That can happen. I mean, of course, life is fragile. Things happen. But I'm just saying, for all of us, and I'm included in this, I mean, how many times have I been on a plane, if they say it one more time, and they still do this. Sometimes they have the screen that drops down, where they say, look at the card in front of you in the pouch, and they go through the emergency procedures. In my mind, I guess, because I've been through it so much, I just take it for granted. Well, I know what to do if that happens, but maybe we need to, you know, listen up to what's going on. All right, speaking of listening to what's going on, I love this story. If you could care less about anything else that comes out of my mouth, and you're listening and you're pulling in your driveway, stay hooked into this. Because we've talked about, and we've had tons of people on this story and who have had vested interest in this. The family of the murdered Border Patrol agent filed a $25 million claim against the ATF. Do you love it? I'm talking about Brian Terry. I mean, this is the guy who was killed with the AK-47s that were sold under the Fast and Furious gun running operation to a straw purchaser for drug cartels. So they filed this, and it's not so much about the money, it's about nailing the government, nailing the ATF, and come on, let's find out what really happened here. You know, the family wants a jury trial. That's it. They want everything to come out in the open. That's what it is. So the government has 6 months to respond, or the family files that's it. They filed the suit because it's already announced, they're already doing it. And they really, really want this to go to trial. Nothing will bring him back. He was patrolling on December 14th of 2010 when he was shot and killed by a bunch of criminals who had those assault rifles. And those rifles were traced back to that straw purchaser, as I mentioned, for Mexican drug cartels in Arizona who the ATF knew about and allowed to deliver the weapons to those cartels. How about that? So I think there's a lesson to be learned in this, and I really hope that goes the distance, because I think some dominoes will finally fall.